This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Grant and Danny, exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate, administration. They cover it all. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today. Go to kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Jordan McGee. I think he's an important player. Underrated. I'm not going to go full X factor, pendulum swing, or anything like that, but I think he is quietly a guy that could help a lot defensively this year.
There was a buzz about him last year, if you recall, and then injuries just kind of derailed everything. We never really got to see it. And now, because of that, I think totally under the radar, but I think there's some momentum to him getting a lot more snaps maybe than people realize.
He was a fifth-round pick, 139 overall, last year. If not for an injury, I do think he would have played a bunch more, but overall he ended up playing a total of 15 snaps, 3%. Of the plays defensively Washington was on the field for, he got on the grass for. That's going to change this year, it would appear. But I really enjoyed my conversation with him today. He is a 24-year-old. He actually was born in Towson, Maryland. He went to school at Temple. This is the 6'3", 225-pound linebacker, Jordan McGee, from after today's practice.
Jordan, big year for you. Healthy opportunity now, potentially to play some more because of Frankie Louvu coming down and rushing. I mean, how much could your role potentially change and elevate this year?
It could change a lot. You know, Coach Witt, you know, he talked about the three linebacker package. You know, me coming in for bigger personnel, 12, 13, or whatever Witt's thinking, you know, bringing Frankie down to the rush and have me and Bobby patrolling off the ball. So, you know, just a lot of different things, a lot of different mixes and matches you could do with us three out there.
I don't know how you'd sum up your rookie year. I'm sure it didn't go exactly how you wanted.
Yeah.
But did you get enough out of it to kind of position yourself this offseason to get to work and say, this is where I need to be?
Yes, 100%. You know, I can't have no regrets. You know, I got hurt. It is what it is, you know. But I tried to come back, you know, be relentless and be resilient in my work ethic, you know. Coming into this offseason, the main thing for me was to be healthy. So really honed in on taking care of my body, making sure I'm good to go for fall camp and preseason into the season.
What changed in terms of your prep? I mean, are you the same height, weight you were? Is it like your quickness? What were you really working on?
I say really just mobility. For me, I'm a very muscular guy. So, you know, and our dietitian, Sam, you know, wanted me to actually gain more fat so I can be more, not more so much tense, but like main thing for me is really just stretching, mobility, ankle mobility.
You can't pull
like
fat. As a fat guy, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so for me, main thing is mobility, like ankle mobility, things like that. Things that can help my joints and limbs move freely, like more freely than what it was. And, you know, so I'm not restricting my body in certain positions.
I don't know if it's too soon to even think about this because you're in it, but getting to study with Bobby Wagner, you know, there are guys that'll play long careers. I mean, this is 99th percentile of best opportunity you could ever have. Like, what has that done to change your mental?
You know, my mental has changed like a lot just because, you know, I'm learning from a future Hall of Famer. You know, you always have those guys when you learn from future Hall of Famers and, you know, you get to go under their wing. You see why they are a Hall of Famer, why they are the way they are. And, you know, being around Bobby, I see why he is the way he is. And, you know, I'm trying to just mimic that. That first year, I tried to mimic that. You know, try to, while learning my routine, I was always also taking stuff from his routine and putting it into my routine. So, you know, little things like that just helped me throughout the offseason coming into fall camp.
When you're not getting ready for the football season or doing football-related activities, what things do you like to do for fun?
You know, I like to ride ATVs, quads. I like to go fishing a lot. You know, I go fishing with a couple of my teammates, Percy, Andre Jones. You know, we just was fishing like two, three days ago down in Fairquhar County, I think.
Fauquier.
Fauquier. County. So we was down there. You know, I caught a couple catfish, a couple bluegill, cooked them up. You know, so I like to do outdoors.
You don't mind
stuff.
Doing the whole thing, like cutting them?
I'm fine with that. Yeah, so I got my little electric knife. You know, fillet the catfish. You know, because if you got a regular fillet knife, it's kind of hard to do that. So you know, it makes it easy when you got that electric knife.
Movie guy, Netflix guy.
I like movies more than shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it take too much time?
Yeah. But if it's a good show, I'll watch it. But shows just like, you know, like The Wire. Wire's a good show, but it's just so many episodes in it. Like, I don't have time to watch all those episodes.
That's
so
relatable. My problem.
Yeah, I like watching movies. So for me, like, you know, Friday, when we get our break on Saturday, you know, I'm going to watch that new Happy Gilmore 2. Yeah, so I'm waiting for that to come out on
Friday.
Have
you hit the theater to see any of the, we got like Superman right now?
I seen
F1 was awesome.
That's movie of the year right now.
It's a banger.
Yeah, that's movie of the year. I love the Brad Pitt and Damson in it. So they did a great job in that movie. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you. Good luck. Can't wait to see you on the field.
Yeah, most definitely. I appreciate you, boss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I dug Jordan McGee there. First of all, F1 is a smashola.
Likeable dude, yeah.
Great film, and I'm glad that he liked it. Sounds like he's all about fishing. Got really excited. He lit up talking about his electric knife and getting to flay the fish. To me, I can't do that. The fishing part is gross, just having to bait the hook and get the fish off the line. I would do it. There's just days where you're like, okay, I'm going to smell bad and be sweaty. Yeah. And I could do it, but I'd rather not. But the actual cleaning of the fish, nah, I'm good. I'm not doing that.
I don't enjoy that part. The people that do, God bless you, we need you. And I'm dead serious about that. Yeah. Like years ago for a buddy's wedding, he took all the groomsmen, all the dudes. We went out, like his future brother-in-law is a professional fisherman off of like Nantucket Island.
An angler?
Yeah. So like if you ordered fish for dinner at the wedding, we caught it. One of the coolest experiences I've ever had. So I'm out there in the middle of the ocean fighting some bluegill, this, that, or the other, or this trout.
Did they really turn around and serve the fish? That's wild.
It was wild caught fish.
Wild caught salmon.
Yeah, and we did the whole thing, and it was so much fun. It was one of the great experiences of my life. But when we get back, I'm like worried. Like I caught this big sea trout or bass. I can't remember what the hell it was. For people's dinner, am I going to have to do something with it? And he's like, no, I'm literally a professional. You go sit down there and have like a cup of soup or something.
Was this the shooter wedding?
No, this is a different one.
Okay. And you did a lot of Boston weddings.
Yeah, actually, remarkably, a lot of them. But anyway, so like watching him do it, I go, you're right, he should do all of them. Like he had the electric knife. It took him 7 seconds to like take the spine out, this, that, and the other. And
my
I'm going,
brother's the
I
chef,
shouldn't
and
do
like,
it. Yeah.
You give him a fish and you just watch him, and I'm like,
how do you
nope,
do that?
I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, I can't do that. I already cut myself once.
How about the relatable content of my guy Jordan
McGee? Oh, I hated
McGee
that so much.
Saying. If there's a lot of episodes, I'm out on TV shows. I don't have time for all that mess. Love that.
I know. It
thought about you when he said it.
I know. This is an extension of my least favorite Grant pathology. So you'll have like an outrageous food take of some kind, right? You go like in a sea of outrageous food takes. You'll find one person that agrees with that one, that specific one. Now they don't share all of yours because you have, again, an ocean of these things.
I don't need him to agree with all of them.
Well, when you find someone that agrees with one, because that's what we're talking about, that one, you strut around here like Vince McMahon. You feel so validated.
I've got company.
Too much quality TV programming. Not for me. You and Jordan McGee high five, and now you're in here just grinning, waiting for that answer, staring at me like, ha ha ha, I gotcha.
Movie over TV shows makes sense, though, from that perspective. He just doesn't have the time to engage.
You can't tell the same caliber of story in 100 minutes than you can over episodes with arcs.
A pretty good director could figure it out. I mean, the longer a show is does not mean it's better.
No, of course. Like Grey's Anatomy has been going on for 40 years.
I don't even mean seasons as much as episodes. But like my point is you're saying, well, it's the more minutes you have, the better. Not necessarily.
No, I'm not saying.
You might be able to do more, but I could do a better two-hour movie. Like I'll give you a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never saw the TV show, but I'm going to assume it wasn't as good.
Right.
Because Queen Latifah was involved, I think, or maybe I'm making that up. But like Equalizer with Denzel Washington was a movie for 2 hours.
That should be a movie.
Then it became a TV show.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Another one. My guy, Bob Lee Swagger, Shooter, is the movie. Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Slept on, underrated, you sleep, Darius sleeps, Bennett sleeps, Toby's out cold, Linnell needs an alarm clock. Everybody doesn't understand how good Shooter is.
Okay.
Then they do a TV show. The TV show wasn't very good. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Movies can be better than TV shows.
Of course they can.
Just spread it out over 10 episodes doesn't get you to the finish line.
No, but I'm not advocating. I'm not talking against movies. My point is, TV is now the place. It used to be like an actor was like, oh my God, you're a movie star. You can't go back to TV. Now that's where the prestige is. Like that's where the long. Character arcs, the development, the push and pull, all the different things. You could do a lot more than you ever could on TV.
I'll see that and I'll raise you this, though. I think that the streaming devices are the place.
Yes.
And they got into the TV game before they got into the movie game. That's about to change. So like Apple TV, whatever that app is called.
Yeah, Netflix like, turns out a Chris Hemsworth movie every hour.
But not first. I mean, they did a lot of their own TV stuff initially. Netflix maybe is a little different, but I'm thinking more like Apple did a bunch of TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
F1 is their first movie.
Yep.
It is a smash. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do a lot of films. Does Brad Pitt prefer to be in their next blockbuster flick? Or does he want to be in a 10-episode series where he's a detective trying to get to the bottom of something in New Orleans? I'm going to say Brad Pitt probably wants to be in the movie. We haven't seen him do the TV thing.
He is not.
I think Paramount or some of these others. Like, I think movie stars, the Denzel ain't going to be in a 7-episode HBO short. You might be able to get John Barenthal to do it. You're probably going to get an answer from, who's the guy I love? Vincent D'Onofrio? Like, an actor like that? Awesome actors.
He's in stuff. Yeah, there's some guys that won't make it, that won't do it. But
movie stars, man.
Well, Kevin Costner's a movie star. McConaughey's a movie star. He did True Detective, and it was awesome.
Yes,
like,
he did.
My point is, like, it's not the taboo that it used to be, right? Where it's like a movie star could never be seen doing something on TV.
The game has changed,
But there are a lot of guys. You're right, the old school guys. Like, if Tom Hanks is on a TV show again, I'll eat my hat. You know, but like,
again, was he on one before?
That's how he got a start on.
You mean as a star? Okay.
Yeah,
I thought he was on one recently.
Oh no, but yeah, I mean, there's still a separation. I'm not running down movies. I'm simply saying your dismissal of television, if it's not a 3-episode whodunit miniseries that only lasts 14 minutes each,
that is the preference.
That's frustrating. It's frustrating, as Fred Smoot says. There's so much good television.
I do love TV, though. I mean, I watch a lot of programs. I told you, you got to
check out
Football
doesn't count.
Stick.
I've heard it's good.
Owen Wilson, the golf really show on Apple. It's pretty funny.
Second person told you that you told me it was good. I've heard someone else tell me it was excellent.
I think you'll like it. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining. We should probably get back really quickly before we move on to Jordan McGee and the guy that was the focus of that interview, not the TV and the movie stuff that he brought up. But what is the percentage of snaps do you think that would be reasonable for him this year? Again, last year he played in 3% of snaps.
I think that number goes up significantly. Now,
I think there's a chance he plays in like 15-20%.
I was going to say 35-40%. I think like
that would be a ton.
I think your base defense, if there is such a thing in this NFL now, might include him. Like, I think you'll see him a lot. I think teams are going to go. I mean, it depends on who you're playing and the circumstances, right? But like, if a team that only wants to spread you out, that has their quote unquote base package on offense is 11 personnel or 3 wide receivers,
if you're
or
playing
whatever,
against a heavy run team like Philly with Barkley, maybe
you might see him more.
But I just have a hard time believing they're going to have 3 backers on the field very often. I know they'll do it more based on what Dan Quinn has said, but almost half the time that's tough. As you just said, you kind of brought up my point. I mean, the league has changed so much to the point now where it's spread, it's nickel and dime. You always prefer for the extra DB and the flexibility of like a safety over a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's, you know, they drafted a safety last year and Dominique Hampton as an example, who has like linebacker traits. You almost want that guy out there who can turn and flip his hips and run in the secondary if need be, an extra like a Percy Butler type, something like that, Jeremy Reeves. I don't know. That's a lot, but I think we're in agreement, it sounds like, that McGee's role is about to exponentially change.
I'm just doing the math. I mean, it's if you move Frankie Louvu into a pass rushing role where he's a linebacker in name only, then are you really just basically saying we're going, you know, an extra safety in there? And
but they're not going to do scrimmage? That. I mean, let's agree. Well, maybe we don't agree. As much as I'm singing that Louvu is going to be a pass rusher, I still think it's not going to be what he majors in. He's going to minor in that. You think he's going to basically be their edge player like all the time on passing down?
Yes.
God, would I love that. Oh, I go to bed praying for that at night, that everyone in the family's healthy and that Frankie Louvu's a full-time edge. I don't see that. I think he's going to
be used
in situations that way.
I think I saw this number, and again, I'm sure I'll botch it, so I apologize, but it's trying to illustrate the point. He was one of the only players in the league to be 200 times run defense, 200 times pass defense, 200 times rushing the passer. I think a lot of those numbers are going to change. I think it's now, hey, when you were covering, you're not anymore. You're now rushing the passer. Running downs, you're a linebacker, right? And if a team runs, you're going to have linebacker responsibilities at times, even if you're a stand-up defensive end or something
but
to that effect.
Then it gets more predictable. You take away a little of his secret sauce, I think.
I think they're willing to trade that for, we don't have another good pass rusher that's not named Von Miller.
Like, I think Dorrance Armstrong.
Right. I think Armstrong's fine. Their most dynamic guy, who didn't rush near as often as anyone else, had 8 sacks last year. And they'll go, if we rush him 150, 200 more times, and he gets the double digits, 10, 11, that's worth it to us.
Now you're preaching to the choir. I don't think you have the luxury of doing it that much more. I'd love that. And if they think Jordan McGee is really, really good, then maybe they could pull that off, which, you know, he's going to have to go out and have a big preseason to give them the flexibility and the confidence to feel like they could do that. I've wanted to talk about this for a few days. I feel like sometimes this happens where we just end up at the end of a show getting to something that 3 days in the making is something that I really wanted to address.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bad takes on television, okay? Shouty shows are designed to say things that I think are stupid. That's the whole reason they exist, is that every
to
now
make
and
the
then,
clip.
I'll have to walk past the TV at like a sports bar or in the hallway here if it's left on in the kitchen, and for like 7 seconds, I might have to hear something Stephen A. Smith says on a Shouty show. And I go, oh my God, I can't believe anybody's watching this or finds this interesting. And then I keep walking, right? I think of all of the dumb things that have been said on television in a long, long time on shows that are designed to say dumb things so that people react, maybe the most ridiculous thing I ever heard was said this week. And it was Stephen A. Smith who said it. In talking about the future of a Commanders stadium, this was his big idea.
I've been an advocate, a strong advocate. I've always wanted a stadium in the state of Maryland that mm-hmm. the Ravens and the Washington and the Washington Commanders could share mm-hmm. with a lot of employment emanating from D.C., but still be able to, because, again, you wouldn't have to worry about stuff like this. That's mm-hmm. just my personal opinion. That was the idea that I threw out last year, that the Ravens and the Commanders should actually share stadium. You got a minimum of 17 to 18 weeks where you got games there, plus playoff games and all of that stuff, plus events in the offseason. And you know what? And it's the state of Maryland that you have to deal with instead of this kind of nonsense.
Is there anything that I'm missing before I go ahead and just write in Sharpie that that's one of the worst takes that's ever been said on television? Tell me you don't know anything about either fan base, mm-hmm. how little they have in common or care to coexist,
mm-hmm.
or that either organization has nothing to do with the other one. Like, that would be a comment that, like, my grandmother would say, who's never turned on her TV to watch football, where she's like, there's two teams in Maryland? I don't know why she's like an old New York lady.
Yeah, what?
By the way, I don't even have a grandmother anymore.
Okay.
So this is just a fake person.
Okay.
I wish I did, but I don't. But in this hypothetical, this New York grandma is like,
right.
Why don't they both play in the same stadium? It's the worst take I've ever heard.
I think the Hatfields and McCoys should get a house together. Like, what are you talking about, Clown Shoe?
It's such a bad thing. And then he goes, D.C. people should work in it. As if it's going to be near D.C. Tell me you've never driven on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway without telling me. Have you heard a worse take on television in the year of 2025? And people wonder why.
Yeah.
Shots across the bow at ESPN all the time. The dude makes $20 million
$20 mil.
And that's the take?
It stings.
I mean, come on.
It stings a little more there.
I will take the $20 mil and I will come up with worse takes. It's going to be hard, but I'll do my best. I've always said the Ravens... And the Commander should stare.
Longtime advocate of that position, according to him.
Yeah, exactly.
For so many years, I've advocated this position. And weeks like this is why that it's come up again.
That is a sneaky great part.
A longtime advocate. Many years ago, I developed this theory, this advanced theory of fandom and stadiums. And now it's time to let people know. Once again, I stand correct.
But is this, so for a second, I'm going to put aside my anger and just how absurd I think that is. Ted Leonsis had this idea of the super city thing where D.C. and Baltimore kind of coexist and we share, I don't know exactly what. But is this, if I asked Ted Leonsis, it would be like, yeah, that's not the worst idea ever. Is that his super city thing? Or would he even go, oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, not right now. Like one day he envisioned this like, you know, the pneumatic tube. Like, you know, like the thing when you close up, like in Wolf of Wall Street, when you make the sale and you put it in that tube, it goes, and it shoots up there. He wanted a train like that, that like went underground, like powered by like vacuums and glass tubes.
But wasn't
like that.
There an element of sports fandom as a super city?
His thought was, because Baltimore, while they hate us for a lot of things, root for the Caps.
Of course.
And root for things that, you know, that they don't have.
They don't have the Wizards. They don't have the Caps.
Yeah.
So that those are their basketball.
So they kind of adopted that. So in his vision, like the suburbs become contiguous and then all of a sudden becomes an extension of the city, the way like a Clarendon or a Roslyn that's so close to DC, like used to be just a suburb. Now it's like kind of its own little mini city and all you have to do is cross Key Bridge and it's not that far. It's not that different. Then you sort of keep building out. Next thing you know, that Columbia and Severn and points in between are all one big continuous super city. So DC and Baltimore are kind of the same. All that was Ted.
Here's my challenge for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nats don't play tomorrow in our time slot, so we get to have a real show. tomorrow I want the other things that Stephen A. Smith has thought for a long time about D.C. and Baltimore sports that we don't know about.
Guppies should live with piranhas.
Like, the Commanders should wear purple, and the Ravens should wear burgundy and gold. You know, like,
they should have opposite day.
I want that for tomorrow.
All right.
Can you put that together for
us? I'll work on that.
Please
I've been an advocate, a strong advocate.
A strong advocate.
What a horrible take.
Not a weak advocate. A strong advocate for many years. That's my favorite part, by the way. I think you're sleeping on that. A strong, like, in other words, in a sea, right. In a sea of people disagree with me, I have advocated strongly. Strong advocacy.
There are other advocates, but I'm a strong advocate.
Relatively weak compared to me. Strong.
The Ravens, man, the different organization that not only is in a different conference and has nothing to do with the Commanders, but that Commanders fans actively don't like and vice versa. It's a nice little geographical rivalry we got here.
Mm.
But let's share a stadium. He's doing, you know what he's doing? He's acting like it's New York, like the Giants and the Jets share a stadium. Mm-hmm. You see that, you know, where these teams from the same state will share their venue. That's what he's doing. It's like, well, they're Maryland teams. If they were the Maryland Ravens and the Maryland Commanders,
right. So,
maybe
someone,
that would make sense. They're not. They're the Baltimore, a city in Maryland, and Washington, a different city not in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, like someone
very
that,
different.
Someone
that
doesn't know baseball could say, I don't know why this person has this accent, but why don't the Cubs and White Sox play in the same stadium? Like, Chicago's so massive, it's different, totally different parts of the city. It's like almost like a different country.
Correct.
Going between the two.
And a fan in Chicago will hear this and scream at me. But them doing that would make way, way, mm-hmm. way more sense than the Ravens, who represent Baltimore, a different city, playing in the same venue as the Commanders, who represent Washington. They're 40 miles apart.
Yeah.
I mean, on a bad day at the wrong time, it could take you an hour and a half to get from one to the other. Now, you could also do it maybe if you're lucky in like 36 minutes. But that's a 90-minute commute on plenty of days. I've done it before many times on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. God, that's a bad take. $20 million take right there. How's about it? Him and McAfee, brother. They got all the money.
Is there a sporting event on ESPN? I can't wait to see them.
Someone had a great line because ESPN's swallowing up NFL Network, which is a bummer, by the way.
Yeah, it's bad.
Not that NFL Network's in a great spot right now, but whatever spot it's in, it's probably as good as it's going to be for a while. You know what I mean? But so ESPN's swallowing them up. And someone had a great line today where they're like, 7 hours of commercial-free football starring Pat McAfee starts right now.
And I throw myself into a volcano.
Red zone. It's just McAfee now. We watch Pat McAfee watch football. That's how Red Zone's going to go. For the crew today, Ryan, I think, was at home doing something. We appreciate that. Toby was here.
Toby's
here. Garris was here. Danny and I were here. And we love you all, including Ryan. We're back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.